The hospital is reporting record high admissions of coronavirus disease, even more than the surge last November. About 18% of the admissions at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital have COVID-19. Dr. Barbara Creighton, who has been attending many of those patients, says the surge is preventable.
There is the disconnect. You know, we have businesses open, school buses flying, restaurants are going, and we have visitors happening, yet we have our highest case rate. And so we're like, does anybody see this? This place is on fire with COVID.
People hospitalized for COVID in the last year were generally elderly, and many died. But that demographic is nearly 70% immunized in the state, so fewer elderly Alaskans are getting sick. The patients admitted in the last weeks are younger, and they are not fully vaccinated.
Really coming fast now, and that's the most worrisome thing for me because it's a different demographic. These are young people cardiac arresting before they come into the hospital. These are middle-aged white guys, sorry to say that, but it really is that demographic that hasn't gotten around to getting vaccinated or doesn't really feel like they need vaccination. They want to see what the vaccine is going to do before they take it. Those are the people that we're seeing come in with COVID.
Shelley Ebenall, the CEO of Foundation Health Partners, the nonprofit that runs the hospital, says the staff is working through a change in patient response.
This new group of patients, some of these folks, these are generalizations, so be careful with that, are folks that are anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers, and they don't believe that they have COVID or they're sick because of it, and our staff is getting some very angry folks.
Dr. Creighton says treatments have changed. The workhorse therapy has become high-flow oxygen and non-invasive ventilation where there is no tube down the patient's airway, and they can eat and talk. But treatment is still only supportive. There's no cure for COVID-19. There's just a long wait while each patient's lungs recover.
And we're seeing them stay longer because they're not dying. They're actually staying for 2-3 weeks and turning around, which I've really never been more proud of. You know, this could be our finest hour.
She says the hospital is running out of non-invasive ventilators as patients fill up the COVID wing. Dr. Angelique Ramirez, Chief Medical Officer for Foundation Health Partners, says a month ago the hospital had several days with no COVID-19 patients at all. Now the urgent care walk-in at Tanana Valley Clinic, as well as the FMH Emergency Department, are seeing several COVID patients each day, and at the hospital, 10 to 12 folks are in the COVID beds each night. The entire second floor of the South Wing is only COVID patients.
I don't know that we've had such a dramatic change in 1 month before.
Ramirez reported to the foundation board how younger people are spreading the disease faster. She says right now the borough has a testing positivity rate of almost 10%.
This is the highest it's ever been. You can see that it's a sharp uptick. And what this tells us is that we are not capturing by testing everybody who's positive. The challenge is if they don't know that they're sick, they are out in the community spreading it.
Ramirez says confidence and hope comes from factors that are present now that weren't part of the equation last November. For example, 70% of the FHP staff is vaccinated, unlike last November and December, when many were sick at home or quarantining because they'd been exposed to someone with COVID-19. Also different is other Alaska hospitals can take patients from the interior if FMH becomes overwhelmed.
So we're the hotspot. It's nice to know that other places have capacity, but the reality is still, we are the only hospital in the interior.
CEO Shelley Ebenall says the hospital staff is deflated by the surge in patients and the community's not taking easy measures to fend off what has become preventable.
They are still in full COVID mode. I know our community's tired. I know they don't want a mask. They want this to be over, but it's not. When you see our staff members, please tell them thank you. They really need that right now. Our morale is really low. They feel like they're not being appreciated for their work because they're in the thick of it right now.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.